Today with Mark and Tom on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, kids accidentally burn down a 600-year-old castle. And the TSA declares security will be a little easier for older folks.
At 2:20, we'll tell you all the things not to take with you on an airplane.
At 2:35, Mark offers a sad commentary about a long-time Sacramento institution.
Finally, at 2:50, we revisit a Northern California wildlife park that might provide a great family getaway this summer.
All that today, right here on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man,
king of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
And a good afternoon to you. Welcome to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys right here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. So happy to be with you. I'm Tom Romano. Across from me right there, Mark Kaufman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Good afternoon, Mark. Did you have a good week?
I did. Made a quick trip down to Florida, working on a trip for my Key West trip, my annual excursion to Key West. Had to do a little fine-tuning to the itinerary for next year, so I had to run down to Fort Lauderdale.
You know, it might be kind of fun to actually spend a few minutes perhaps today on the program and ask you how you prepare a sports leisure vacation.
All right. We never really have done that, have we?
We haven't. You know, I know sometimes when you leave, you're taking a group, and then sometimes you're mysteriously sneaking off to unknown destinations that later turn into some pretty exciting trips.
Spending all day Monday on a plane, all day Tuesday checking out the destination, and all day Wednesday on a plane getting back home. Yeah, exactly. So how was your week, Mr. Romano?
It was excellent. Very busy here at the Clear Channel complex, and very busy with Classic 93.1. I do want to mention that the radio station is right in the midst of a book drive. It's called Collecting the Classics, and where people will donate books that go to EMQ Families First and the YOLO Crisis Nursery. And if you listen to Classic 93.1 or visit our website at classic931.com, keyword book, it'll tell you where the events are. Usually they're on Fridays. And you can bring your books that you have that you no longer use, from beginning readers all the way through teen books. And we see that they get to these kids. It's a great thing.
Outstanding. Sports Leisure is participating for the second year in a row with KVIE. They have a literacy program, and our spring open house event is being held at the KVIE studios for the second year in a row on
Excellent.
The 14th of April. And we invite folks, instead of charging an admission, invite them to bring a new or gently used book for a child.
There you go.
And to help with the literacy program at KVIE. So, the more better informed people are, the better place the world will be to live in.
Well, speaking of reading, it's time for, and I know Mark is going to read this. He did not memorize the news. It's time to launch into the news. Fire up the music, Brandon, and let's bring on Mark with the latest travel news.
Ah, yes. All of the news that isn't fit to print or you haven't heard yet, we dig every week to try to find a few little tidbits of travel that you may not have heard about. And today we found this headline: children accidentally burned down 14th century castle.
Ooh.
Well, this week we're pretty sure at least two kids in eastern Slovakia will never try smoking again. They burned down a castle. Unfortunately for the two boys in Slovakia, their punishment is likely to be a little bit worse than what happens when you just try a cigarette. They were trying to light a cigarette, set some grass on fire. The flames spread to a 14th century castle and caused very extensive damage.
Wow.
Three bells melted in the bell tower. Now, how do you explain? Can you imagine going home and explaining that to your parents?
Mom, Dad, I think we burned down the neighbor's castle.
A big castle down the road. All right, don't confuse this island with the Isle of Man. It's literally for men only. The Sun Herald reports that beer company XXXX Gold will be turning Australia's Pumpkin Island into a men-only retreat.
That would be Fourple X, I guess.
X, yeah.
Versus the triple X.
Of groups of four men can win trips to the island. The concept is a little confusing, because I'm guessing that if you asked most guys who they'd like to be trapped with on an island with. It wouldn't be three other guys.
Most, not often. So maybe sometimes.
There might be a few. It's a little man time there. But anyways, I thought that was kind of an interesting, the 4X Gold, it's Australia's Pumpkin Island. And here's an interesting item from Delta Airlines. I swore I put on the parking brake. A Delta maintenance worker got quite a shock this week when the plane they were working on suddenly rolled into an embankment. It seemed as though the plane's engines were being worked on when apparently the brakes failed. Somebody hadn't set the emergency brake, and the plane started moving. Luckily, no passengers were on board and nobody was hurt. That would really be depressing if you were working on something like an airplane. Mm-hmm. You were laying underneath it.
It starts to roll away.
It starts to move. Yeah. Ooh. Well, it might either roll. It would either roll away or it would roll towards you. I'm not sure which. Here's another little tidbit from Washington D.C. You remember the earthquake in Washington D.C. last year, Thomas?
Sure.
Well, it appears now that the Washington Monument is sinking. Since the earthquake, it appears to be sinking by 1 or 2 millimeters a year. Now, they said it might have been sinking before the earthquake because nobody bothered to check. Beforehand, they just checked last year and checked now, and the monument appears to be sinking.
Going to be like the Leaning Tower one of these days.
Yeah, and here's another thing we alluded to before the show started in the teaser there. The TSA has announced that they're looking at easing security procedures for some of our senior citizens. They're talking about for folks 75 years of age and older. However, going through the TSA's website before the program, I couldn't find anything that told me how they were going to – I guess that the one guy who looks at your ID would see that you were over – he would have to be able to do the math.
Right.
And would see that you're over – you know, it's if you can't buy alcohol, if you were born before this date, it's you don't have to take your shoes off if you were born on before this date.
Yeah, you know, I do believe that they probably will be, you know, if you're 74, I think they'll probably be a little lax.
The whole
idea from what I understand is here again, you know, there are certain people that are higher risk. And
exactly.
They're figuring that the seniors and children under 6 or whatever are not. So they're going to allow them to keep their shoes on, light jackets, I think.
They're calling it a more intelligence-driven security system. Mm-hmm. They're going to try it at 4 airports starting March the 19th, which is just tomorrow. Senior passengers at select U.S. airports, Chicago, Denver, Orlando, and Portland, that's 4 pretty busy airports, will experience a modified screening procedure. That means the TSA may not require the removal of shoes and jackets. Additionally, older flyers may get to go through body scanners a second time when anomalies are detected. This could reduce the frequency of pat-downs for elderly travelers. So I frequently travel with older folks, so I think that they would all agree.
I think this is going to be a good thing.
I do. I do think that you need to check the wheelchair and things like that, just like you do anything else. But I think that there's reasonableness, and I like the phrase that they used here, a more intelligence-driven security system, and I think we would all be in favor of that. Actually, I have a friend who works at TSA out in Sacramento, and I've said this before, and it continues to amaze me. They always seem to conduct themselves in a professional manner. I mean, maybe somebody has, you know, we've opened up the phone lines before and we've asked people to call in and say, you know, who had a really bad thing, but we've gotten none. Nothing. So just be nice people. You know, I think the do unto others thing sort of applies when you're going through security at the airport. If you politely present your identification and you say good morning, and you look the guy in the eye, and that's really all he's looking for. His job is to look you in the eye, make sure your name matches, and you look like the person on the ID. And, you know, he might ask you some little question, like what's your last name or something like that, and then off you go.
There you go.
You know, and the other thing is, as we tell people over and over again, you can avoid most of the hassles at the airport are created by lack of time. So if you just allow yourself plenty of time at the airport, your chances for problems will drop off dramatically.
There you go, my friends.
That's the travel news.
And those were words from somebody who is a serious frequent flyer, so we take them to heart.
Welcome.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. If you just joined the program, I'm Tom Romano, and he's Mark Hoffman.
I ran back to Florida this week, Thomas, and you know, flew United again, mm-hmm. United/Old Continental through Houston. And things are getting better. It's still a work in progress, the whole merger thing. But there didn't seem to be as many delays as there had been the week before. There didn't seem to be as many issues and as many problems.
They seemed to know who you were and where you were going.
Exactly. So that was if you are flying on United, why I still it's like I just said, you know, time is everything. If you've got enough time to be able to catch your breath and keep your wits about you when others don't, airports are a good place to have a little bit more time. So we have something that we need to address is just here briefly. I promised some folks that I had a discussion with over the week. It has to do with our program here on KFBK and some of the other programs that the station runs. Just so you know, we purchase time on this station to bring this program to you each week, and we don't have a lot to say about the other programming that the station does during the week or on the weekends or whatever. And I know that, and I know this because some people have called and brought it to my attention that there's a program that runs during the week here that some people are very upset about some of the things that have been said. And I have a lot of women who are customers of clients of mine, travelers with me, and some of them have said, gee, you know, why would you be on a radio station that has this you know, all of this stuff on it. And I'm like, well, you know, that's not really my – and you had a comment that had to do with that particular situation that you shared with me the other day that, you know, that's not our – go ahead.
Well, bottom line is that, you know, this program, as Mark pointed out too, is a special program. Before the program airs, it indicates that the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and not necessarily the station. And the opposite really applies as well, as the other programming day parts and what they do and what they say and what goes on. Really, we as the Travel Guys radio program have no control of or no ownership of, or for that matter, you know, we don't control them, they don't control us.
Nor do we wish to. And just probably for the record, it should be noted that as the purchaser of this, the time on this particular program, no, I don't agree with some of the comments that Mr. Limbaugh has made recently on his program, and I think he would be better off if he didn't make them. But that is, of course, just my opinion. Doesn't have a whole lot to do with this radio program. But anyway, I just thought that I had some folks who brought it up over the last couple of weeks, and I just wanted to address it a little bit. We have our own little corner of the world here, and you know, while we like having you on FM 92.5 and AM 1530, if there are times during the week when that's not your favorite spot to be, why, hey, you know, it's a free country. You go where you like. We are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, coming up.
We've got Sarah. It's going to join us. Look, you've always wanted to know what to take on a trip. Well, coming up, we're going to tell you what not to take.
We are the Travel Guys. You're listening to FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
And as always, here on the Travel Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK, here to make you a smarter traveler. And if you listen to this show for any length of time, you know that Mark Hoffman over there is the man of the lists, the list of the best places to stay in the most popular cities and what to pack when you travel. But I was talking to Mark earlier, and he's not much on knowing what not to pack. Therefore, what have we done today, Mark?
We have a guest with us, Sarah Schlichter, who is from independenttraveler.com, and she is going to share with us today some of the things not to pack. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on the program with us. The folks from independenttraveler.com, real travelers, practical advice. That sounds like the kind of thing that we try to give our people here. And you have a wonderful piece on your website about what not to take with you when you're traveling.
And Sarah, I love this line that you have here on your website. The goal is simply to visit your destination without a suitcase so stuffed that you emit strange animal sounds, trying to heave it into the overhead compartment. Now, I think that is
fabulous. I witnessed
fabulous.
That on a Southwest plane last night from Seattle. Even two, I can think of twice that it happened.
Sarah, let me, before you tell us what not to pack, tell us how you know this. What is your experience to create the expert that you are about what not to pack?
Well, personally, I'm a carry-on only traveler. I just went to New Zealand for 2 weeks with only a carry-on and a small backpack. So I've
experience.
I really
She's from the Henry School of Travel, I can tell
yeah.
already.
I really hate paying those baggage fees. So my main strategy is to try to pack light. I don't mind wearing the same pair of jeans a few times. It doesn't matter to me if I'm wearing, you know, similar clothes in several days of vacation photos. And people really do go overboard with clothes, particularly shoes.
Tom has two daughters and a wife, so he can probably tell you all about that.
A suitcase just for shoes.
In my opinion, there's no need to ever pack more than two pairs. You should have one that's comfortable for the day, and if you are planning on going out anywhere nice at night or whatever, then one nicer pair. But really, your shoes should be able to coordinate with all of your clothes. You should wear one on the plane and then only have to pack one in your bag.
Okay.
Sarah, do you find that folks are taking less stuff now because the airlines are charging for luggage, or are they just trying to check less stuff?
Well, I think they are trying to check less stuff because I have seen some huge carry-ons at the gate. And every flight I take, it's a problem trying to get overhead bin space because people are taking the maximum size carry-on they have, and they're heavy, and there's no space left by the time you get half boarded.
The word steamer and trunk.
Yeah, exactly. But now the one way that some people are getting out of these checked baggage fees is to gate check your bag. A lot of times if it's a full flight, they'll call for volunteers to gate check a carry-on, and that way you're much more likely to get your bag because they check it right there. It doesn't go through the whole, you know, baggage system, and it doesn't cost you anything if you do it at the gate.
If you can get it through security, then you can check it at the gate, and you don't have to pay for it.
Well, systematically, give us a mini rundown of the things to pack and the things that, you know, are usually people are excessive about.
Some people really like to bring a million gadgets. You know, they need their like sound machine to help them get to sleep, and then they need their, you know, toothbrush, sanitizer, and your electronic language translator. Just, do you really need all of those gadgets?
Okay.
Probably not.
All right.
So if you're a real gadget hound, rotate them in and out on different trips.
Right. And some of them, if you're not traveling domestically, probably won't work as well for you anyway.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So checking off the gadget list, fewer gadgets. What else?
Mm-hmm. If there's stuff that you can buy there, you know, there's no need to necessarily bring a huge pile of magazines and books and every medication you can possibly imagine, particularly if you're going, you know, to Western Europe or somewhere where, you know, the sort of products you would need are really going to be readily available. An umbrella, if the weather forecast looks really good, don't worry about it. You can always purchase one when you get there if you need it.
What about that massive bag full of all of the personal hair products and face cream? You know that
Sarah can't take any of these things because she says she's a carry-on traveler. So three ounces of anything is all Sarah can take. So what I think she's about to tell us you can buy that stuff on the other end.
You can. You can also. What I like to do is buy the small reusable 3 ounce. Plastic containers from Target or, you know, your pharmacy, and then you can put your own products into those. So you don't have to bring the full 10-ounce bottle of shampoo. You can just squeeze it into this, you know, this smaller bottle and bring it along. And also look into, you know, a shampoo conditioner in one or a moisturizer that also has sunscreen or, you know, multi-purpose products so you have to take fewer bottles.
That's an interesting thought. That's something that I hadn't really, as my shaving kit gets larger and larger as the years go by, well, especially like you said, you're going to a sun destination, so you've either got to take sunscreen or you've got to say, all right, forget it, I'll buy it when I get there and pay $3 more for it in the hotel gift shop than I would have paid for it at Walmart. But nonetheless, there are some options there, some things that folks can think about. How do you feel, Sarah, about travel clothing? We have one of our advertisers, Holloway Travel Outfitters, who John has a shop here in town, has a lot of multiple-use clothing. Do you go in for any of that type of stuff?
I think that's great. I mean, there's a lot of these kind of travel vests that have a bajillion pockets, and you can kind of sneak things into your pockets so that you don't have to waste suitcase space on them. Mm-hmm. I think those are great if they work for you, if they're comfortable, if they're sturdy. I definitely would recommend them.
You know, I have a tip for you. You can use this one. I'll give it to you. What you do is you put on your long johns, and then you put on one pair of Levi's, and then you pull another pair of Levi's over that. And if you're a lady, then you put on a couple of skirts, and then you put on a sweater and a jacket. And by the time you get on the plane, you're literally wearing about three quarters of all the clothes that you need.
And Sarah, God help the person who is sitting next to Tom, because he now looks like, you know, the bubble boy. Sarah, quickly, tell us, independenttraveler.com. Why should people go to that website?
It's really got a ton of advice and practical tips for every aspect of planning a trip. And we cover you from, you know, getting a passport to getting a better airfare to fitting everything into your suitcase.
Thank you. Sarah, I really appreciate your time today. And thank you for sharing some tips with us about traveling. Please keep us in mind in the future. And I'm sure that we will have the opportunity to touch bases again down the road.
I would love that. Thank you very much.
All right, this is Tom Romano, not the travel expert, but I know one, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations across from me. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. More to come. Welcome to the second half of the Travel Guys and Entertainment here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. And from time to time, we give Mark an opportunity to say his piece about something that's on his mind that's important to him. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for what we call Just One Man's Opinion. Mark?
People were crying in the grocery store the other night. I was one of them. My grocery store is closing, and it's not just any grocery store. My family has shopped at Raley's since I was a little boy. First at Watt and Whitney, then other locations about town. Raley's has always been the Sacramento brand. But the grocery business is very competitive, and the economy in our fair city has been in the tank for 3 or 4 years, and times are hard. Raley's is sort of an oversized mom and pop, not a nationwide discounter or a company with the buying power of other nationwide chains like Whole Foods. Now, there are two sides to every story. Management says business is bad, and they have to do something to stay afloat. Unions say this is a ploy to force a better contract. I don't know who is more right. I just know I'm losing my grocery store. And I know that over the years, probably everyone in this community has been a part of an event that Raley's has sponsored or underwrote. You only have to go into the stores to see the signs of how much our schools profit from Raley's involvement in the community. Their name has been on everything over the years. In fact, it's on our ballpark, Raley Field. So I've decided something. I've decided, all things being equal, when I'm out shopping, from now on, I will drive a little further and pay a little more to support a Sacramento institution, one that has supported this community for all my adult life. Perhaps you'd consider doing the same. And thanks to all the folks at Raley's in Rancho Cordova. This is not a slight at anyone or any other grocery store in Sacramento. This is just my grocery store. You have been a part of our family, and we will miss you.
And I will miss them too, Mark, as you know, being a neighbor of yours. I've been shopping at that Raley since 1976. My wife and I were in there just Friday night, in fact, and we're visiting with one of the clerks. My wife and this clerk got a little teary-eyed as well as we were standing in the 50% off aisle of the makeup department. And
You know, it's just been a part of things for a long time, and I'm sure there are lots of different opinions, and you've now heard mine, but the bottom line is that it doesn't feel right, and it's something that Raley's has been a part of Sacramento for a long time, a big part, and I would hate to see that be diminished in any way, because I think it's part of the fiber of our community, so...
Well, our prayers and wishes go out to all of the folks that work there that have become a part of our family for over the years, and I'm going to miss that a couple of those famous phrases like, did you find everything you're looking for, or
yeah.
Do you have something special planned for this evening? Okay, with all of that being said, let's move on. It's the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and Mark, I've been wanting to do this for quite some time, so let's get to it. I've been wondering if you could take a couple of minutes and share with us how Mark Hoffman and Sports Leisure Vacations goes about scouting out your Sports Leisure Vacation destinations. I know it's not just by happenstance. Tell me how. In fact, I know you just came back from Miami where you were scouting out a trip. Is that not true?
That would be an example. One of the things that our company has been in business for 32 years, and if for the people who are listening who don't know, we take people on escorted vacations, small groups of 25, 30 people to various places. And indeed, we put the whole thing together, hotels and meals and transportation and all of those sorts of things. So there are a lot of moving parts and a lot of things that can go wrong. In fact, when you're traveling, I mean, face it, it is the unexpected. It is the thing that you didn't anticipate that sometimes will throw a wrench into the whole thing. So what we try to do is eliminate those opportunities and minimize the situations where something can go wrong. For example, as you said, Tom, last week I flew all the way to Florida. Because we have a Key West trip every year. Folks who have listened, I'm sure, have heard we mentioned this before. And we've decided to change the hotel on the first night, and the airport in Miami is a complete and total zoo, and the traffic situation around there is awful. And I decided I could move up the road to Fort Lauderdale, so now I need a new hotel. I need a new special dinner house for that night. I need to make sure that all of that flows into the next day of the tour, and frankly, one of the best ways to do that is to go there. Now, you could sit and do it, try to do it online and make some guesses and perhaps some educated guesses, you might get it right, but you would also have a much greater possibility that you would show up someplace and someone wouldn't be exactly what you wanted it to be.
Now, Mark, has this been the way that you've always done your trips, or is this something new?
No, it is the way we've always done it. Our product, that's why I lament the loss of Raley's, a store that for years has had a reputation for being a little better and charging a little more, because that's the same way my company does business, is that we try to be a little better and charge a little more. And the ways that we try to be better is by providing a higher level of service to people. And part of the cost of traveling with Sports Leisure Vacations is the fact that Mark flew to Fort Lauderdale, or Mark flew to Buffalo, or one of Mark's staff that took off in an automobile or on an airplane and went someplace for 2 or 3 days and made sure. My spring training group, perfect example, I went all the way to Phoenix a few weeks ago to make sure that the hotel that we had changed to was truly up to snuff and would do what we needed for our clients. And that way it's just one less thing that they can go wrong. And we've also found that if you go places and you talk to people, you go into a restaurant that you're thinking about dining, if it's in New Jersey and you're from Sacramento and you're standing there talking to the guy about your group, he's thinking, wow, this guy came all the way from Sacramento to make sure that things are just right, so I best get it right.
What are the? Give me just an example of two or three different things that you specifically look for and that are important to your travelers when scouting these trips out.
Well, people that get it, a hotel that's user-friendly, some place to stay that has choices of restaurants and things, because obviously people don't have their own personal transportation. They're dependent on me for transportation, so we try to give people as much independence as we can, and by doing our homework ahead of time, then we can find little nooks and crannies. And, I'm taking people in the spring training trip. We're getting on the light rail one night in Phoenix and taking it down to Tempe and getting off and walking around and having dinner and then getting back on the light rail and going back because it stops right across from our hotel. So those are the kinds of – we look for little bonuses and little things that a little museum that might just be down the street that you might not have found if you weren't staying there.
Well, like you said, a lot of travel agencies and travel companies like yours could easily go online with the access of everything and just kind of scout it out there. But it does make a difference when you do it yourself. Is that right?
It does. And trust me, many do. So that's something, that's homework that you can do as a traveler before you go, but not everything is online. Not every hotel that gets a bad review online is a bad hotel. And not every hotel that gets great reviews online is a great hotel.
Coming up on the Travel Guys, we got a special a segment that we didn't get to play all of last time around, so we're gonna get wild here in just a moment on the Travel Guys and go to an animal reserve just over on the coast. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair, a world of adventure, and we take you there.
Hey, take a quick minute here and give an update to our listeners who are sports leisure travelers. If you haven't received your current edition of the Traveler Newsletter, it is in the mail and should be in your mailbox in the next couple of days. When you get it, you will find that our springtime open house is scheduled for Saturday, April the 14th at the KVIE studios. There's a morning and an afternoon session. You can call or go online for your reservations. You'll also find out about a brand new sports leisure vacations program called By Invitation Only. It's your opportunity to see some of the best shows and some of the biggest entertainers. You can get details to go to sportsleisure.com. It's called By Invitation Only. I also cordially invite you to be a part of my next big exciting tour, which is a trip to Cape Cod, to Old Cape Cod, Provincetown to Nantucket. That goes in early June. You can find details at sportsleisure.com or you can call us at 361-8687. Our lucky sports leisure travelers for today are Holly Hampton and Wayne Parcell. Holly Hampton and Wayne Parcell, you have won $100 in travel cash just for listening to the Travel Guys, and the staff secret code for today is GRAPE. Welcome back. We are the Travel Guys. You know, a few weeks ago, we had a little technical glitch here on the program, and one of our interviews got a little bit messed up and had to cut off the end of it because of time restrictions. So we wanted to replay that interview for you in its entirety today because we're getting closer to the summertime, and the B. Bryan Preserve over at Point Arena is someplace that you might enjoy taking your family. We talked to Judy Mello from the B. Bryan Preserve over in Point Arena.
Yes, we're in Point Arena, which is right on the wonderful coast of Northern California. We have 110 acres of, I guess it looks kind of like an African safari, the terrain does.
Now, how long have you been there?
So we moved, my husband and I moved from Mississippi. That's not an, in Mississippi we call an L.A. accent.
I was just going to say, that doesn't sound like a California accent there.
So we moved here in late 2005, brought 11 of our African antelope with us, and today we have close to 70 animals, three different types of African antelope and three different types of zebra.
Now wait a minute. Are you the people that movie was made after? We bought a zoo that came out at Christmas time?
No, that wasn't us. The people bought
some property, and they found out that there was a wild animal zoo on the property, and they became zoo owners. So it almost sounds like that. Now, these animals that you brought to Point Arena for the B. Bryan Preserve, now, you say you brought them. Where were they? Did you have a similar kind of thing there at your in Mississippi?
Well, no, we just we're taking care of some African animals for some people on the weekends because my husband and I still had real jobs.
Okay.
And he went to West Texas, where you can still buy these animals, came home and said, honey, I bought some sable antelope. And that was the start of kind of madness.
What a great story!
I know. Can you imagine it at dinner time? Say, look, before we eat dinner, could you go out and feed the elephants and make sure? Did you feed the elephants?
Honey, come to the front door. I want to show you what I bought you today. What I brought home from my latest business.
We digress.
Your husband is from Northern California originally, is that right?
Yes, he is. He's from the Manteca area.
Okay, so you already knew a little bit about this, but up the area up by Point Arena doesn't strike me as a place that would imitate the African terrain, but apparently you've made that work for you.
Yes, we have. Actually, our animals originated, the species originated from southern and eastern Africa, which is not really that much different than what we have in Northern California.
Now, when folks come to the preserve, there are a couple of options. They can do a tour there. And are they just walking around with the animals? The animals are...
No, so we have 110 acres, and all of the animals are housed in large pastures. So some of the pastures are 40 acres, some are 7 acres, so we try to give them a lot of space. We have people come for late afternoon feeding tours only. We're not open every day to the public. It's by reservation only. And we take a tour in an open-air Land Rover, and we drive around. And the guests get to really see the animals up close because that's why we do it at feeding time. And we kind of give – our whole thing is about education. So we want to be there to talk about the plight of a lot of these different animals and their behaviors and and some different fun facts about the animals.
We're talking with Judy Mello. Judy is from the B. Bryan Preserve. Her and her husband run this really interesting animal preserve up in the Point Arena area that is open by reservation to the public for tours. And Judy, also, there's another opportunity for folks who want to visit you there.
Correct. So that my husband wouldn't get bored and I can get him out of my hair, he started building some cottages on our pond. So the cottages are all made out of reclaimed hardwood. They're solar heat and hot water. We're trying to be green, but we're a little chartreuse right now. But they're two-bedroom, gorgeous-looking places, and when you come stay in the cottages, you can also do the tours.
I'm looking at the website, and by the way, if you're driving around in your automobile right now, you can go to travelguysradio.com when you get the opportunity. Just remember, travelguysradio.com will take you to the link to the Bryan Preserve, and the cottages look absolutely delightful.
They do now. Now, I'm looking at these beautiful cottages. When you step out on your balcony of the cottage, will you have the opportunity to actually see some of the animals close by?
Yes, sometimes we let our zebra kind of free range, so guests shouldn't be alarmed if they walk out on the porch and there's a zebra drinking water out of the pond.
So at nighttime when you hear a sound outside your door, you instead of saying is that a squirrel? No, that's the zebra.
That's the zebra.
That would be correct.
There you go.
And you told me, Judy, in by email that you guys had a fun phrase for folks who wander over to your area in the summertime from the Central Valley.
That's right, because we get a lot of people from your area, your listening area, that come over in the summertime, and we started calling them beat the heaters because they were always complaining about how hot it was in the Sacramento Valley, and then they would come over here and it would be nice and cool.
That's great.
Now,
like
I'm that. And I'm looking, we'll invite folks again to go to travelguysradio.com, and we've linked your website to ours so that they can look at things. But really, the accommodations here, even in the summertime, are not much more than what you would pay to stay in a nice hotel. Imagine, Tom, being able to stay in the middle of an animal preserve. Like, what? Who visits you? Is this a family type thing, or who are your folks who spend the night?
We get a lot of families that come for the tours, but a lot of the people that come spend the night are couples because the cottages are really nice and romantic. They have private hot tubs right out on the overlooking the pond. They all have small kitchens in them, and we have a lot of hens that are gracious enough to give everybody eggs if they are so inclined to cook. So it's a little mixture of both.
This condo comes with its very own farmyard animals.
Yeah. I have to ask this question. I have one daughter who has not picked her wedding venue yet. Do you guys do weddings there?
We haven't started yet, but we'd sure like to try one out. So give me a call.
There you go. We just might have to think. We might have to work something out.
Judy, I really want to thank you for your time today. I just think this is really fascinating. I knew nothing about it. And so we have some other safari parks, around the country and stuff like that. But this is really fascinating. Congratulations to you and your husband. It sounds like it's a kind of a hobby and a labor of love at the same time.
Yes, it is.
Boy, this looks like probably in regards, a lot of zoos are challenged by space. It appears this one is not.
That is correct. That's what we pride ourselves on.
It is the B. Bryan Preserve. It is in Point Arena, California. If you're not familiar with geography, it's a couple hours north of San Francisco, so it's probably about a three-hour drive from Sacramento. It's a little closer if you were a bird, but if to take the roads, it'll take you about 3 hours to get over there. But something that you might want to check out, the B. Bryan Preserve. Judy Mello and her husband Frank are running it, and if you go to travelguysradio.com, we'll show you how you can find out how you can spend the night with the animals, or you can just go over and have a tour in the afternoon. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Judy. And then for all you beat the heaters out there, don't forget where this place is. All right, close to the coast.
That wraps up another edition of The Travel Guys.
I am Tom Romano. He's Mark Hoffman. And we can't hardly wait to see you again next week at 2 o'clock.
Remember, an hour a week is all we ask. We are The Travel Guys. Have a great week.